The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Doctor Who, Planet of Doom, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Part 2.
Three robots destroyed. Baron patrol sighted in area of destruction. Sending out additional units to track Baron party and assess purpose of new arrivals. Analysis pending. Theory: Barons have employed aid from an alien, possibly hostile force.
Why do you say we're doomed, Petra?
It is a fact.
But what is your reasoning behind it? By what fate are we doomed?
We crash-landed on this planet 5.2 days ago. 1.5 days afterwards, our long-range sensors detected a large mass, approximately one quarter the size of this planet. It is approaching at high velocity. Sensors have indicated that in 2.1 days' time, this planet will be struck by the asteroid, which will rip this world apart. Our ship was crippled in a battle with our enemies, the Grok. They, too, are trapped on this planet. They have crash-landed, as have we. And so, we all share the same fate. Annihilation.
Really? Well, tell me more about these, what did you call them again? Grok?
The Grok are our enemies. We are at war with them. They're ruthless and hideous, deformed in both appearance and in manner. I've lost three of my crew in the conflict with the Grok since we crash-landed.
So, you're fighting a meaningless war with these Grok, eh?
Indeed, we've been fighting for 2 solar cycles. Meaninglessly? Hardly.
2 years, eh?
That is what I said.
But why are you fighting one another?
We are enemies.
But why? There must be a reason.
They are the enemy. Is that not enough?
Not in my view, no.
Then perhaps you lack intelligence.
Oh, nice.
Probe 1 has located the Theron party. The group has reached the Theron ship with new arrivals. Scans indicate the 2 new arrivals are unrestrained. Analysis suggests new arrivals to be in league with enemy Therons. Initial analysis seems accurate. Alien arrivals in aid of enemy Therons. Destruction of new arrivals imperative.
This is a fight to the death for existence itself.
I see.
In which one side will be totally obliterated.
Oh? As bad as that? But what about your current situation?
What of it?
Well, it seems to me that this little conflict of yours should be put on hold, at least while you try to find a way out of this little predicament you've landed yourselves in. If, as you say, an asteroid is on its way to destroy this planet, shouldn't your immediate problem be that of getting away from here? Oh, rather than fighting this pointless war of yours.
Pointless? Do you know how many of my people have died fighting this war? Millions. Can you even imagine it, Doctor?
Unfortunately, I can imagine quite vividly. But let me give you one very valuable piece of advice. Vengeance won't bring fulfillment, nor will it bring back those you've lost. Now you take my advice and put all thoughts of revenge out of your head.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but I will destroy as many of our enemies as I can. Those are my orders.
But why, Petra? For what reason other than vengeance? Why are you even fighting this way? What started it? You don't even know, do you? Some political reason that's been forgotten or muddled over by your leaders, no doubt. Maybe you're just a mindless soldier. Maybe you simply don't know. Or don't want to know. So where does it end, Petra?
Clearly you understand nothing about war, Doctor. It will end with the total destruction of the Grok race, of course.
Genocide? But why? Can't both sides sit down and have a chat about things? Have you never considered diplomacy instead of weaponry?
What are you suggesting?
Why not talk to the Grok? Ask them to help you get off this planet. With mutual cooperation, you just may be able to help one another to achieve a better goal than fighting to the bitter end.
This is a useless discussion.
Why? Just because I suggested a novel idea?
You cannot understand our situation. You do not know the Grok. They will not cooperate with us. They hate us as much as we hate them. They would sooner die.
Seems to me you're both going to die anyway.
And that goes for the rest of us.
Exactly. This young man is quite correct. Look, Petra. Has it ever occurred to you to ask the Grok for help? I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Be silent. You clearly do not understand us or our situation. Therefore, I will hear no more of this. This discussion is terminated.
That didn't go so well, did it?
Boy, you sure have a way with people, Doctor. Look, what are you trying to do? What difference does it make if they want to kill each other? I say we just try and find a way out of this situation, get back to your ship and make the necessary repairs and leave them to it.
I can't just leave them to die, young man. Not as long as there's a chance of saving them.
What? Save them? They're just mindless soldiers. They're not worth saving.
What do you mean by that, Cap?
Yeah, just what I said. If you hadn't noticed, they aren't the good guys here. We're their prisoners.
Look, I consider all life to be precious. I don't have the luxury of passing judgment on these people. However you may view them, they are intelligent living beings. And they need my help. And I am certain they will ask for it.
Do you really think the Pharaons will ask you for help, Doc?
Oh yes. They'll be begging for my help before long. And please refrain from referring to me as Doc, young man. It is simply Doctor.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Further analysis requested. Continue probing alien box. Continue observation of alien interaction with enemy Pharaons.
Observation continuing.
Well, Doctor, are we just going to sit here, or are we actually going to do something?
Not to worry, Max. I'm going to do something. Petra, I wonder if I might have a word.
Your views have proven pointless. What more can you add?
I was just wondering if I might have a look at your readings on the approaching asteroid you mentioned.
What purpose would that serve?
Well, perhaps no purpose at all. But as we've got nothing but time on our hands until the asteroid of yours crashes into the planet, I just thought, well, why not have a look at your data and see if I can calculate the exact moment of impact.
This exercise seems pointless to me.
Pointless? Oh no, not at all. Well, suppose you got it wrong. What if the asteroid won't hit this planet at all? Or, and I know it's not an attractive thought, but just suppose it will hit sooner than you think.
What could you possibly tell us about our readings that my own trained technician cannot?
Well, I am something of an expert on these things. I did finish the top of my class in astrogeography. No disrespect to your fine technician here, who I am certain is very capable. But I do have a great deal more experience with this sort of thing than this young lady.
It couldn't hurt for him to have a look, Captain.
Very well. Show the prisoner the readings, First Technician Mina.
As you wish, Captain Petra.
Analysis from Probe 1 confirms aliens are assisting enemy Pharaohs. Suggestion recapitulated. New arrivals should be destroyed immediately.
Send a detachment of soldiers to the Pharaoh ship. I want those aliens captured. Bring them to me.
Ah, it's as I suspected.
You see fault in our findings on the approaching asteroid?
I'm convinced that your readings are way off, Petra.
Impossible!
Your instrumentation has been damaged. And no doubt neither your battle with the Grok or during a crash landing onto this planet. It must have been a bumpy ride.
Then when do you estimate the asteroid will impact, Doctor?
Impossible to tell with this equipment. Fortunately, I have equipment of my own.
Where?
Aboard my ship.
You mean that big blue box in the jungle?
Yes, that's her.
A strange form of transport.
She usually gets us where we're going, or rather, well, she gets us going. At any rate, the equipment I have on my ship can tell us exactly when this asteroid will, impact.
Why should we trust you, Doctor? How do I know this is not some sort of trick?
To what end? What could I possibly have to gain by deceiving you?
What indeed?
Look, if you don't believe me, just ask your first officer here.
It is possible, Captain, that our instrumentation has been damaged, as the doctor suggests. The information we have could be completely unreliable.
Look, I can help you. As I said, I have instrumentation on my ship that will tell us exactly when or even if this asteroid of yours will strike the planet.
Do you trust his word, Mina?
Everything he's told us so far has been accurate. I see no reason to doubt what he says, at least on this subject.
Thank you for the vote of confidence, my dear Mina. At least someone around here shows some promise.
Very well. Then perhaps we should... What is happening?
It's the Grok. They're attacking, Captain.
Why was this man not searched for more weaponry?
I searched him myself, Captain. I don't know how he managed to conceal the weapon, but I'll take full responsibility for the mistake.
Indeed. Punishment will be initiated later.
Well, now this is more like it.
I'm so glad you're enjoying yourself, Max. But is the firepower really necessary?
Yes, it is. And as I always say, when in doubt, pull a gun out. Oh, the smoke. Oh, I can't see a thing.
Oh, Max! They knocked him unconscious. Ow! Oh, excuse me, but that hurt. Put me down at once.
Stop them! They've taken the doctor!
Do not allow the Grok to take both of the aliens.
Oh, let go of me.
I have this one, Captain.
The Grok are retreating.
Oh. And they're taking the doctor with them. We gotta stop. Would you let me go, damn it?
Silence! Should we pursue them, Captain?
No. We would only lose more of our crew.
But they've taken the doctor.
Yes, and I am sorry.
Sorry?
Yes, because your friend is in the hands of the Grok now. And the Grok are a ruthless race.
What does that mean? What'll they do to him?
They will kill him.
Where are you taking me? Oh, not talking, eh? Well, in that case, take me to your leader. I've always wanted to say that. Although I really would like to talk with him or her. In fact, I've been waiting for a chance to meet you lot.
Silence! Keep moving!
Not the chatty type, eh? Oh, well, never mind. All right. No need to shove. I'll come along happily.
We have to help him. We can't just sit back and let the doctor be killed.
There's nothing more we can do. I will not lose any more of my crew in a pointless rescue attempt.
But he was trying to help you people.
And now he can't even help himself. We must move on without the doctor's assistance.
Well, if you're not going to help me rescue him, I'll do it by myself if I have to. I'm not a coward like you people.
That is out of the question. There are at least 10 Grok soldiers aboard their ship. You would be killed before you even reached your comrade.
But the doctor has a ship. I heard him talking about it. He can get us all off this planet.
But the doctor said that his ship was damaged.
Well, I think that was a deception.
Then why should I trust him at all? Never mind you.
Look, you came pointing guns at us. We had no reason to trust you. So of course the doctor was less than honest. Wouldn't you lie to save your own skin?
Point taken. Then we can escape this world in the doctor's vessel.
Exactly. Now, will you help me to rescue him?
No, I have no need to rescue him. I have you.
I'm not any good to you. I have no idea how to get into that ship of his, never mind how to operate it.
It seems we have no choice, Captain. We must rescue the doctor from the Grok.
Indeed. If it isn't already too late.
Too late? They wouldn't really have killed him so quick, would they? I mean, why would they bother to kidnap the doctor if they just intended to kill him outright? I know you say the Grok are ruthless, but surely they wouldn't, you know, would they?
The Grok are ruthless. Make no mistake about that. And they do nothing without purpose.
Then what possible purpose could they have for killing the doctor? I mean, they must have figured it was pretty important to have gone to the trouble of kidnapping him. Well, am I right or what?
He could have a point, Captain.
Agreed. But here's another point. Perhaps the Grok took such an interest in the Doctor because he, and you, are Grok agents. Spies sent here to infiltrate and observe.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We were under attack the same as you.
Opinion, First Technician Mina.
It's my feeling that this creature is telling the truth.
Oh, so I'm a creature now. Wonderful. You have such a high opinion of me, Mina.
Silence! Go on. First Technician.
Through my own oversight, they did manage to smuggle a weapon on board our ship. But they could have turned it on any of us at any time, Captain. The Doctor was trying to help us. I see no logical reason not to trust at least him now.
Suggestions?
Perhaps we should entertain the idea of mounting a rescue to recover the Doctor.
Entertain the idea? Entertain the idea? You've got to be kidding me.
I am the leader here, and I will consider this course of action.
I don't believe you people. While you discuss this in a committee, the Doctor could be dying out there.
You said it yourself. Why should the Grok have gone to the trouble to kidnap the Doctor, only to kill him? You are tripping over your own logic.
Just a minute. You're not going to leave me here on my own. I see. You had to go in there to equalize. I thought those helmets looked to be a little more than simply decorative. You were wearing space suits, eh? Oh, protecting yourselves against the atmosphere of this planet. No need to rush off. Don't you want to have a little chat? No? Shame. Oh well, the waiting game it is.
Well, I'm sure the doctor doesn't have all day. Have you made up your minds yet? We have to get after him.
Captain Petra will make her decision soon.
And it better be soon, for the doctor's sake. Look, he may not have all that much time for you to decide.
It's my observation that you've just met the doctor.
Yeah, so?
Then I'm confused. Why are you so concerned about his well-being?
Well, apart from the fact that he might be our only hope off this planet before it's ripped apart, it may also have something to do with, you know, concern for another living being. Beyond that, I think we've become friends.
Friends?
Yeah, you know, a person you're familiar with, that you care about. Don't you have any friends? Or any, you know, family?
Yes, I do have family. Many siblings. Perhaps they are like friends?
Well, yeah, exactly. Though that's not quite the same thing.
I don't take your meaning.
Don't you have anyone you could just care about? You know, someone you share things with, or do things with, or even someone you love?
Love?
Yeah, you know, when you care for someone more than yourself. When you feel deeply connected to someone as if they were your whole life.
Ah, I think I know what you mean. Yes, I did have a mate, one the Imperium chose for me. Though I haven't seen him in quite some time. Another mate was chosen for him once it was determined that I couldn't bear a litter. The doctor. Did you want him to be your mate?
No, slow down there. I do not swing on that vine.
Vine? I don't understand the metaphor.
Yeah, that may be for the best. Look, the doctor is a friend, only a friend. You see, a friend is someone you like. Not necessarily in a romantic way, but just someone you enjoy spending time with, someone you depend on.
Ah, comrade at arms.
Oh, yeah, that's it, more or less.
Then I understand now.
Thank goodness for that. Look, I don't want to help the doctor. I don't want him to get hurt. Help, he could save us all. At least he certainly seems like the type of man who tries to help people. So, why don't you try and convince Petra to mount that rescue mission for him, you know, for all our sakes?
I'll see what I can do.
Hello? Doesn't anyone want to chew the fat, as it were? A glass window. It's awfully misty in there. Hello? Oh! Sorry, you gave me a bit of a fright stepping up to the glass like that. Not that I'm implying that you're ugly, mind you.
To your eyes, as to the eyes of the Ferrants, I am sure my appearance is quite unpleasant.
Well, you know what they say. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. No? Perhaps you don't know that one. Never mind. It's an oldie but a goodie.
You were with the Ferrants.
Oh, not by choice, I can assure you.
You were helping them.
Again, not necessarily by choice.
Why are you on this planet?
By complete accident.
Are you aware of the coming asteroid?
I may have heard something about it, yes.
Is your vessel operational?
That's up for debate at the moment. And your own?
Our vessel was damaged in the battle with the Ferron battleships.
Ships? You mean there are more than one?
Captain Petra.
Yes, Mina?
I've been speaking with the alien, and it's my opinion that we should help the doctor.
Explain your reasoning, first technician.
I believe the doctor is important.
Important? Explain.
He's important to the one called Max. The doctor has become like family to him. I believe the doctor can help us escape this planet. It's my opinion that we should make some haste in rescuing him.
Very well. If you feel this strongly, mount a rescue party. Take 3 foot soldiers with you.
Hey, if you're going after the doctor, then I'm coming too.
This man could be of use, Captain. He's a trained soldier, so he says.
I'll have you know, I've seen quite a number of battle campaigns in my time.
Very well, then. We will make use of him.
Oh, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Then prepare yourselves to attack the Grok.
Well, I'm ready whenever you are.
I'll prepare my team, Captain Petra.
Excellent. Proceed.
I must know. Why were you helping the Pharaohs?
As I said before, it wasn't necessarily by choice.
They were forcing you to help them?
Not exactly. If you notice, the Pharaohs took us at gunpoint. We had an uneasy truce at best. Believe you me, we had no idea of the conflict between you and the Pharaohs.
Then you are now willing to help the Grok instead?
It seems to me that everyone on this planet has the same problem.
A problem with no resolution in sight. Unless you can help to save us.
That is a possibility.
Your vessel's dimensions are very small. How were you planning to help the Pharaohs? You could not transport all of them off this planet in your tiny craft.
Well, appearances can be deceptive, you know.
I do not understand.
I could explain it over the course of the next month, and you still wouldn't understand, I'm afraid.
The Probots observed that you were helping the Pharaohs. Our tactical computer has assessed you as a threat to us. If this is so, you will be terminated.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Planet of Doom Part 2, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, based on an idea by Ron Smith, which starred in order of appearance. Jonathan Patrick Russell as the Grok computer, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, Julie Hoverson as Captain Petra, David Ault as Max, Russell Gold as the Grok leader, Tanya Milojevic as Mina, and Jack Kalk as the Grok soldier. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The co-producer was Jeff Niles. The post-production editors for this production were Jeff Niles and Rachel Pulliam. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, and if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, Planet of Doom, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2021. And remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support. Join us next time for part 3 of this adventure, brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please keep circulating the URL. In other words, share and enjoy.
This program is copyright 2021, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, warping to new dimensions.